If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
With us on the line now is Dean Nicholson, who set out to cycle the globe 2 years ago and ended up picking up a cat, Nala, who was by the side of a mountain road in Bosnia. His book, Nala's World, chronicles their adventures cycling together through 10 European countries. They're now in Austria, I believe, with the hopes of making it to Russia by bike in spring next year. Welcome to the show, Dean.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. It's lovely to chat with you. Thanks for joining us. So this is a really amazing story. I've been following your journey together on Instagram, and I'm a cat lover, I have to confess. And Nala is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous. Like, she's got such a great personality as well. So she's just a brilliant cat to be traveling with.
Yeah, amazing. So are you a cat person? Have you had cats before?
No, this is my first cat. I've always had dogs my entire life. I've grew up with dogs, but she just totally changed my opinion of them. Before, I thought they would scratch a lot. I didn't really think they would have much of a personality, but as soon as you get to know them, they're just amazing creatures.
It's incredible.
So much love to give as well.
Yeah, it's amazing that because you look so natural together, but this is your first experience with a cat.
Yeah, first experience. Yeah, we've just total clicked. As soon as I picked her up on that mountaintop, we just bonded and we're just a brilliant team.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see because, I mean, being a cat person, I can confirm that not all cats are like that. You know, she is obviously a very special cat and you have a very special bond. So tell us about where and when you met.
So it was on the 1st of December. I was cycling through Bosnia, getting ready to go into Montenegro. I was cycling up a hill and I had my music on my bike, going pretty slow. And then I just heard this cat meowing from behind me. So I cycled up a wee bit, put my bike against a fence, and she was still chasing me, trying to get my attention. So I pulled over, gave her some pesto and played with her for a wee bit, and then she just wouldn't leave my side from that moment. Put her up on the bike, and she started trying to climb out of the basket she was on. And I thought, well, she doesn't want to stay with me, she wants away. But she actually climbed up onto my neck and fell asleep.
Oh.
And that was the moment. That was the moment I just totally fell in love with her and thought, if you're happy sitting on my neck when I'm cycling, you can stay on this trip.
I mean, that's so unusual. For there's so many gorgeous photos of Nala, as you say, sitting on your neck while you're cycling. She's so comfortable with you.
Yeah, she takes absolutely everything in her stride. I never thought you would have a cat sitting on your neck when you were cycling. My plan was just to get her to the vets, get her checked, to see if she belonged to anybody with a microchip in her neck, but she never. And she just takes to everything that we do, and she just loves it.
Yeah, and she sort of brought you a bit more attention as well. Lots more people are coming up to chat to you now with your cat.
Yeah, before, obviously, when it was just me cycling, a big tattooed, bearded person, not many people stop. But when you've got a kitten on your shoulder, it totally changes everything. And people stop, take photos with you, buy you food, buy you drinks. So it's a lot better having Nala there.
So what's your kind of average day like with her?
Well, at the minute, just staying in the house playing. But when we're on the bike, wake up. We normally wake up about 6 o'clock because Nala likes to wake up early. And then we play with her for a wee bit, let her outside the tent, and then we just get on the bike. And she's a typical cat. She'll cycle. She'll sleep most of the time. So it's quite easy to travel with her. She sleeps at least 12 hours of the day. And then she wakes up at lunchtime, has some lunch, a drink, and then just goes straight back to sleep. And then we just continue. And then at nighttime, set up the tent, and she just continues playing and then comes to a tent when she's ready to sleep.
Amazing. So she goes walkabout then, but she obviously knows and wants to come back to you.
Yeah, it all depends where we are as well. I try and stay out in the woods somewhere or on the beach away from roads and cars, because since we're on the bike all the time, cycling on roads, she's not scared of cars. So I try and keep her away from that part. But if we're in a safe area, no dogs, I let her run away and she always comes back.
Yeah. Wonderful. And what about food? What kind of food is she eating?
I always have just dry food for her, but I stop and get her some chicken breast, some tuna as well, so she gets a wee bit of wet food as well.
Oh, lovely. And so where exactly are you at the moment? You're obviously in a sort of lockdown situation, are you?
Yeah, we're in Vienna again. I think it's got another lockdown for 4 weeks. I'm not actually too sure. But just hopefully it ends and then we can get back on the bike soon and start travelling again.
Yeah. Gosh, and then there was that awful situation the other day in Vienna. You guys obviously are okay with what happened. You weren't affected.
No. It was actually just along the road from us.
Oh, no.
It was horrible to watch it all unfold. But, yeah, we're all good.
Oh, good. So you don't know how long you've got to wait there for before you can get on the way?
Well, you can still travel about Austria, I think. So I think we're going to look at, it's winter over here as well, which makes it hard for us to do it on a bike because they get quite bad snow over here. So we're looking at just maybe renting a van for a few weeks just to stay in Austria, and then we can stay in the van for lockdown as well, but still allow us to travel at the same time. So we're looking at that option and then getting back on the bike as soon as we can.
Brilliant. And what made you want to do this trip of cycling around the world?
I just wanted a change of lifestyle, basically. It was just the same stuff I was doing every day, like going into work, finishing, going home, seeing your friends, and then doing the same at the weekend. And I just thought the best way to do that would be to stop what I'm doing and just start cycling around the world, and it's been the best thing I've done.
Wow. And had you done a lot of cycling beforehand? Because it's not an easy thing, cycling, you know, the different terrain that you can be facing, the different weather conditions. It must be pretty tough at times.
I cycled to my work back and forward most of the time, which was like 12 miles away. So you had a good level of fitness. But I've spoke to a lot of people who've just got on their bike with no fitness whatsoever, and they've just, you soon pick it up. It's quite easy to pick up, because the good thing with this lifestyle as well is it doesn't matter how far you cycle in a day. You could do 5 miles, you could do 50 miles, you just go at your own pace.
Yeah, whenever you're tired you stop, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. You just stop and just do what you want.
Yeah. And is it easy with you camping and everything? Is it easy kind of just finding somewhere to set up the tent?
Yeah, that's really easy. Most countries don't actually allow wild camping, but we managed to find places just behind old derelict buildings or in woods. Yeah. And as long as you clean up your mess as well, you know, I mean, nobody's going to complain if you leave no trace.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Oh, well, I think it's great what you're doing, and it's really lovely following your journey with Nala on Instagram as well. The pictures are just absolutely beautiful. She looks so happy, doesn't she?
She loves it. She just loves her life, so got one happy cat here.
And what can people expect from the book, Nala's World?
The book's basically, so if you follow us on Instagram and YouTube, the book is just more detail of everything that's happened. There's a lot that's happened that you don't actually see on social media, so it like connects all the dots, and it's just a great book as well. It's a nice wee love story.
Oh, fabulous. Well, we've got the book on our website, Nala's World, so people can get it from tre.radio. We've been chatting to Dean Nicholson today. Does Nala want to say hello? Is she up for a little chat?
She's right here behind me. You coming?
Hi, Nala.
I mean, you can probably see her.
Oh, yeah, I can see her on the camera there. Morning, Nala. Hello.
Silence. Looks happy. But keep an eye on me.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Make sure you're doing a good job. Make sure you sell that book, Daddy.
That's it.
Brilliant. Dean, thanks so much for chatting. It's been lovely, yeah, lovely chatting, and great following your journey. Love to Nala.
Excellent. Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.